hearings were held last week, therefore four Division III permit applications will be voted upon this evening. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff files, including all pertinent information for each case, as Exhibit B. No public comment will be heard at this meeting with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission, and you may leave after your case has been heard.
Okay, has everybody read the November minutes? Somebody want to make a motion to approve or change?
Make a motion to approve as written.
Somebody second?
I'll second.
Everybody favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, first one up is storage units.
It's case number 1739. James Berry was applicant representative. This was the one right by H Highway and 160. Zoom in. If everybody's got your bearings again. It's a 4.49 acre parcel. And I didn't make any changes to the decision of record per the staff recommendations. And applicants here, so if anybody has any questions.
Okay, James.
How did we come out on our negotiations?
Good. Good.
Is everybody, is she happy now?
Yeah. It was a lack of communication.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking. And everybody's pretty well satisfied where the line is now and how things are going?
Yeah. The existing corner is still there, and then there's a gate with corner posts that are still there, and that's the stretch the fence is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be pretty easy to stick it back.
Okay. That's the only thing I had.
Anybody else got any questions? Somebody want to make a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second it.
Everybody in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
You're good.
That's it.
Almost.
Almost.
We'll do a decision of record for you, and we'll have that out in a day or two, and then Marla will send you a letter with a copy of it, and you can come by the office after you get that, and we can notarize it in the office. You need to record that within 120 days,
okay.
And then you've got your decision recorded. So you'll be getting information from Marla.
Okay.
Okay? So if you just happen not to see it for some reason or something, give us a call.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, the next one is 17-40, 918 State Highway 86, nightly rental.
This was a Nick Yanyos property, and Brad's here. These were the two Yanyos properties side by side, and we've got them separated out. This one is the residence side. Where they're taking the old house. I don't know. Steve may have been the only one that wasn't here. No changes to the decision of record, staff recommendations on it. The only difference in this one is a number, it's in the next one actually that has the septic requirement causing it to have 20. But there's no changes in the decision of record that's made.
But you guys went out there and there was plenty of room to do that.
That's the next one.
Oh,
that's yeah. This one. This one had one that was already expanded.
All right.
To meet. Yeah.
All right. Got them backwards.
Yeah, I did too. That's why I was looking.
Brad, you want to come up? Anybody got any questions for Brad?
I don't have anything.
Question I had a discussion on, if these two separate properties and this residence is sold, is parking for, is it limited room? The property line's right next to the house, if I remember right. Can you bring up an aerial?
Is that good enough?
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you have enough parking?
Of course, I can go to it right here. Had the two-car garage, and then as you see, and it's coming through as a four-bedroom, correct, Brad?
Yes.
So we'll need 5 parking spaces, two-car garage here, and then, of course, we've got one vehicle, which makes it handy parked there. So it looks like you could park at least 4 more alongside that. If it's sold as a residence, you'd have two-car garage, and then quite a bit of parking on the outside there. But you're right, that property line is pretty close to the south side. But septic tank, Randy, sits over in here in the lateral fields. You can see these green strips. So if some weird reason the next person that bought it, there's quite a bit of a little flat yard in the front. They could even expand that.
Anybody else got any questions?
Who's the current owner of the property?
Nick Yanyos.
And this permit, if approved, will go back to him?
They're requesting it to go to the buyer, which is the Jan Allen and Michael Kluwer, and doing business as Cheatham Creek Estates LLC. The representative's asking for the special use permit to go to them on both of these projects, which is the way that you have requested them to be done for the buyers when they're buying a property contingent on approval.
Anybody else? Any questions? Somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve it. All of the staff recommendations.
Somebody want a second?
I'll second.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Do that again.
Best way is show of hands, and actually we've
3. So you 3 or nay? Are you 3 opposed?
Opposed.
I vote to approve it the way it's written. And there you go.
Thank you, sir.
You can stay up there.
Now you can wait for the next one.
Yep. Don't run off.
Well, it goes.
Of course, the next one is the adjoining property, which was the old dentist office, which is this building. Their plans are is to renovate it. The basement's unfinished. There's a little wall here that closes off that garage, and their plan is for a six-bedroom unit. And as you can see, there's a lot of parking here, but then we also have that upper concrete parking lot, which we'll look at in the overview. This is the one that on the decision of record, we added that the septic system to be upgraded to meet the state flow requirements of 840 gallons a day. Per the 14-person flow, which 14 persons at 60 gallons per day, per the state code, would equal 840 gallons per day.
Anybody got any questions?
This concrete area is all the upper parking area.
Anybody got any questions? Somebody want to make a motion?
Well, I'd make a motion to approve.
Somebody want to second? Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Everybody opposed? Aye, aye. Aye.
Two nays and the rest approved.
Two noes.
And you vote? Did you vote on this?
Yes.
5-3, 5-2.
1-2-3-4-5.
Okay, same deal. We'll get that decision of record letter out in the mail for both these. And then depends on if they want to have them notarized where they're at. It's a separate notary page on the last page. So they can just notify the office which direction to go on that.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
17-42-166 Kingsway Nightly Rental.
Case number 1742. I think Jenna has a representative here for her tonight. I saw her here. She said you had volunteered. This is the one over there by the Majestic. The pictures of the home. This is the area that we planned on buffer. And there's no changes or difference. It was coming through as a three-bedroom, so it'd sleep no more than eight. Thus, it'd require four parking spaces. And there's no changes to your nightly rental decision of record. Well, there is one in there. They need approval from the Branson Sewer, which is right up in here. That's different than all the others. City of Branson Utilities approval compliance letter would be required. And that's kind of why we have this all other entities which have requirements, but we've listed the city of Branson in this one, so not to miss it.
Scott, can you pull me up a picture of that to show the exact route? You had a big one last week. It shows the route going into there to get to that project.
Zoom out and then zoom in and give you the location. Of course, there's the extra spillway, Table Rock Dam.
Mm-hmm.
And here's where
up 265
goes north. Animal Safari takes off.
Mm-hmm.
Just back this side a bit, you would go left on Linhart Drive. Gunner Hill, Linhart.